Jay Sekulow, a school district in Wisconsin, says pretend you're a Muslim. At the same time, the persecution of Christians by Muslims at record proportions.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Let's pretend we're Muslims. That was the assignment in a world history class at Union Grove High School in Wisconsin.
Why do you think you do a history assignment like this? Is this...
Because they want to be tolerant and open. But you know what? Maybe they should ask the question about how Christians feel in Iraq right now. How about that question for the students?
Christians are facing the biggest crisis and tragedy that they have ever faced.
If I were the student, I would have crossed off a Muslim woman living in the United States and put a Muslim woman living under Sharia law. I would have done my essay on what it would be like if I violated my religion.
Yep.
I would need three witnesses if I was raped. If I drove, they would burn me or cut off my nose. I would write down all the things that happen to women if they try and violate Sharia law. That would have been my essay, and you know what? If I would have failed it, who cares?
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
ISIS terrorists forced thousands to flee from the city of Ramadi, where American troops died during intense warfare in some of the darkest days of the Iraq War.
You know, Ramadi is not, the city itself is, it's not symbolic in any way. It's not been declared, part of the caliphate on one hand or central to the future of Iraq.
How bad is the persecution and violence against Christians worldwide?
Well, every 5 minutes, a Christian dies for their faith around the world.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. You're going to get into conversation early. First, let me give you a victory report. This was something we've been working on for a number of months. Remember, we fought for the victims of Fort Hood, those that were killed, in our view, on the battlefield at Fort Hood, that they should receive Purple Hearts and the medical benefits and death benefits that would go with being killed in action or wounded. And the Army last week gave the Purple Hearts. We were glad about that victory. But the medical benefits and the other benefits that would normally go with the awarding of a Purple Heart were not given. I'm happy to report that has now been rectified by the Department of Defense. 78,000 of you spoke out on this issue, and the good news is we got a resolution there. That's a victory, and I wanted to start the broadcast with that victory report. I want to talk about a case that's developing out of Union Grove High School in Wisconsin, where a teacher, as an academic assignment, has, and I'm using her words, pretend you are a Muslim in the United States. Give three examples of what you do daily for your religion and any struggles you face. It should be five paragraphs in length. Keep in mind, we've been doing work and watching documentaries that have the facts needed to write the essay. Could you imagine what the reaction would be of Americans United for Separation of Church and State or any of these other groups if it was, pretend you're a Christian today? Write the three things you struggle with or you have to deal with as a Christian. Well, that would, never happen. And B, you can bet that because this is about Islam, there'll be a new rule. It's as if there are a new set of rules for those talking about Islam versus every other religious group. But don't be shocked, because we dug a little bit deeper. This school district, by the way, the Union Grove High School, well, they had another controversial issue last year, defining conservatives as the political belief of preserving traditional moral values by restricting personal freedoms. Liberals, the political beliefs of equality and personal freedom for everybody else. There you have it. There you have it. That's the problem when you allow political correctness to infect the schools. And we're talking about this at the same time. They're talking about pretending you're a Christian. How about what's going on to Christians right now in the Middle East? We'll talk about that when we come back from the break. Your calls, your reaction to this story, 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We've got a letter going to that school district. You could sign that letter. I want to get 10,000 signatures on this letter. Go to aclj.org or 877-989-2255, and you add your name to a letter to the principal of Union Grove High School saying, you know what, pretending you're a Muslim, that's not religious freedom. That's indoctrination. aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Got it, my life.
pretend you are a Muslim. That's an assignment being given to students in at least one public school. But it's more than just an assignment. These kids are being indoctrinated into Islam. They've been forced to watch documentaries and other in-class work to prepare them. All across the country, there are reports of school children being taught to pray Islamic prayers and practice other Islamic rituals. At the same time, though, Christian school children are being harassed about bringing Bibles to school and praying, which are their constitutional rights. No student should be indoctrinated into Islam in our public schools. We're taking direct action, sending the school district an urgent legal letter. Public schools are a place for religious freedom, not indoctrination. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
Islamic advocates are waging what they call a stealth jihad in our school system. And left unchecked, they will be successful in undermining the Judeo-Christian values upon which our great country was founded.
Well, I mean, this school district, look, I mean, I want to start with, again, a thank you to all of you that listen to this broadcast, because we got those medical benefits going to the men and women that received Purple Hearts for the, what I consider, combat zone that became Fort Hood. And finally, that's been rectified. And I think 78,000 of you responded to that, and I want to say thank you. But I've got a school district here that, you talk about timing that's inappropriate. This school assignment was a couple weeks back, and this is what the teacher actually says. And by the way, this is in writing. I'm holding the email from the teacher. This is what the teacher puts in writing. This is the assignment for the class. Pretend you are, colon, one, a Muslim male or female in the United States. Two, give three examples of what you do daily for your religion and any struggles you face. And again, this is number three, five paragraphs, intro, three body paragraphs, and a closing. And then the same school district a couple weeks before had a crossword puzzle that they prepared. And the crossword puzzle, this is the question, the political belief of preserving traditional moral values by, listen to this, restricting personal freedoms and encouraging prosperity through economic freedom, but restricting personal freedoms, well, that's conservatives. Liberals are defined as the political belief of equality and personal freedom for everyone. This is the same school district. Now, I wish they would, this teacher, right now, this is what this teacher should do. Turn on the television, listen to radio, and find out what's going on right now in the Middle East. Today. Right now, today. Where authorities in Italy have taken up a situation where Muslim men on a boat threw overboard and killed at least 12 Christians. So what was... Why don't you put that in your pretend you're a Muslim for today and what are the three struggles you have? Listen to what Amy Kellogg, our friend from Fox News, had to say just moments ago.
In Sicily, thanks to the tales of survivors, 15 men from the Ivory Coast, Mali, and Senegal were arrested for throwing 12 Christians overboard to their deaths. Apparently, an argument broke out while the refugees were on their boat crossing the Mediterranean when the Muslim men pitched the Christians overboard.
So an argument breaks out. So what's the Islamic response? Throw the Christians overboard. I'm not. That's not the way it's... And by the way, you want to know the White House statement? Let me read you the White House statement on this. Oh, there's nothing to read because, again, what did the White House do? Nothing. I'm taking your calls at 800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. And why in the world, again, is the Obama administration not responding to this? By the way, other people in the same situation that involving Sicily, where they took these, you know, you could call them murderers, you can call them jihadist terrorists, call them whatever you want, but point out what they're doing. The ideology is what's motivating the hatred. And so for a teacher, I'm going to take what's happening right now in the Middle East, and I'm going to take that to a teacher in Wisconsin and say, have you lost your mind? You want to teach about all the religions of the world? Great. But let's also have a candid and honest discussion. And that includes an honest discussion that within Islam right now, there's a jihadist element. I don't call them terrorists anymore. These are jihadist armies. And we have to understand, that we have to respond. Now, let me tell you what we're doing at the ACLJ on this right now. I instructed our team last night to get a letter prepared for this school district that basically says this: stop Islamic indoctrination in schools. Now, I needed to correct something I said earlier. I said I was hoping to have 10,000 signatures on this letter when we send it to the school this afternoon. We launched this petition this morning. 28,842 of you have already signed in about 3 hours. So I'm going to say the 28,000 should be 50,000. I'm going to get the letter off this afternoon. And it's a very straightforward letter. It says, you know, it's one thing to teach about religion. You can do that. It's another thing to indoctrinate. And that's what this is at the end of the day. So the assignment given to the students in this public school is an indoctrination. So what we're saying to the public schools are very simple, very straightforward. Talk about religion, don't indoctrinate. And if you're going to talk about religion, especially today, why don't you talk about what's happening right now? Akil's calling from Colorado. He's on line three. Akil, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. I love your show. Thank you for standing up for Christians around the world. And I wanted to mention, in the past month, Christians are being killed openly in Pakistan by Muslim police, by Muslim, not even terrorists. They are just citizens, and they are calling them terrorists. So what about the freedom of these Christians?
Let me tell you something here, Akil. This you may not know, because I do not talk about this often, but we have an office in Lahore, Pakistan. So we've got a full office with about six lawyers, multiple staff that do investigations. And as you're pointing out, what you have happen is regular citizens will actually go into a Christian village and wipe the whole village out. We have gone to court and have successfully won cases in Pakistan. Now, the biggest case in Pakistan right now is Asiya Bibi, and she is still on death row right now, and we're working on that. If you go to BeHeardProject.com, we've got a lot of information there about it, but we have an office in Lahore, Pakistan, and we are fighting these. What they're doing is they take these blasphemy laws, and they take the blasphemy law and say, if you say anything that's disparaging to the prophet, you are now subject to the death penalty. By the way, disparaging to the prophet means this, and Akil, you know this. This is what it means. If you say Jesus is the Savior, Jesus is the Messiah, that is disparaging to the prophet, and that's how it works. So we're in Pakistan, we're fighting on that, but again, when I look at these class assignments, when I look at what's going on right now, we haven't even talked about what's going on with ISIS. Right now, ISIS, you know, do we have the bite where the president and the secretary of state said how ISIS was being controlled, they were being limited, we're having great success, and then you got, you know, Dempsey yesterday saying, well, ISIS is... They're going into Mosul. They're going to be pretty dangerous. Listen to the language, folks. You got to hear. I always like to point out the evidence. This is what they said.
In Iraq, in Syria, American leadership, including our military power, is stopping ISIL's advance. Instead of getting dragged into another ground war in the Middle East, we are leading a broad coalition, including Arab nations, to degrade and ultimately destroy this terrorist group.
I don't know where the president's getting his intelligence advice from, but let me tell you what is said as of yesterday. The United States says Ramadi at risk of falling to the Islamic State. Let me read it again. The United States, you just heard from President Obama, ISIS on the run, basically. The United States says Ramadi at risk of falling to the Islamic State. The United States Defense Department said that a provincial capital in Iraq could soon fall to the Islamic State, while America's top military office sought to minimize this, saying, oh, Ramadi's not that strategically important. And if you think, listen, folks, I want to play you the evidence here. Here's General Jack Dempsey's, Martin Dempsey's words. This is what he said. Ramadi, and that's such a big deal. Take a listen.
You know, Ramadi is not, the city itself is, it's not symbolic in any way. It's not been declared, part of the caliphate on one hand.
Whoa. Who hasn't declared it part of the caliphate? General Dempsey? As soon as they capture it, they will declare it as part of the caliphate. I mean, this is what I don't understand what the Department of Defense is trying to send a signal. It's a signal no one is picking up. I'm taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. But folks, understand the nature and scope of what this is. You've got Ramadi falling. This is a major province within Iraq. You've got the General Martin Dempsey saying it's not that important because they haven't declared it part of the caliphate yet. They will declare it part of the caliphate. I promise you, Caliph Ibrahim Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi will declare it part of the caliphate as soon as the flag of ISIS goes up over that town, which according to the Department of Defense could be this afternoon. That's the problem here. Is that the State Department and the Department of Defense not only send out mixed signals and mixed messages, they are sending out a dangerous statement to our enemies. If we start saying large portions of Iraq and Syria are not important, well, you know what the end result of that is? Capitulation. You lose a country, province by province. And when I come back, you're going to find out they're going after another province that's controlling a lot of the oil. Folks, we are taking direct action as well. We'll take more of your calls when we come back from the break. Phone lines are jammed. Let me tell you what we've got right now. We've got a letter that's going to the school district, because while all of this is going on within Islam, we've got the school district, as crazy as it seems, a cool school district saying, pretend you're a Muslim for the day and the three struggles you have. You know, most Muslims in America don't have any struggles, is the truth. But this is, again, part of an indoctrination attempt by a school district. We're going to fight back. We are. 28,000 of you already responded. We've got a letter up. We want you to sign the letter. We're going to send it to the school, ACLJ.org, or 877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org, ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255. You can take direct action. Back with more in a moment.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. Pretend you are a Muslim. That's an assignment being given to students in at least one public school. But it's more than just an assignment. These kids are being indoctrinated into Islam. They've been forced to watch documentaries and other in-class work to prepare them. All across the country, there are reports of school children being taught to pray Islamic prayers and practice other Islamic rituals. At the same time, though, Christian school children are being harassed about bringing Bibles to school and praying, which are their constitutional rights. No student should be indoctrinated into Islam in our public schools. We're taking direct action, sending the school district an urgent legal letter. Public schools are a place for religious freedom, not indoctrination. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. or add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back. By the way, that song, Where I Stand, is available when you buy our book, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore, available in Barnes & Noble and at Amazon. You get a free download of that song that the band here at Jay Sekulow Band put together. You can get, by the way, you can see the video of that up at the Jay Sekulow Band Facebook, which we encourage you to like. If you're just joining us, let me give you a win report. Start with a victory. We went to bat for veterans that were, I called it immediately when the attacks at Fort Hood took place, that it was a military engagement and that the theater of operation was Fort Hood. The State Department and the Department of Defense said, no, this was workplace violence. And what we said, and this is, I think, really critical here, what we said was, no, it is a theater of war. Finally, the Purple Hearts were awarded after 4 years last week, and then we found out that the medical benefits and some of the other death benefits that would go to the families of those that were killed in action at Fort Hood were not going forward. And we brought that to the attention. Our friends at Fox News did as well. I'm happy to report this morning that the Defense Department has said they've corrected that, and we will take their word at it, and that is now resolved. So this is a very, very, very important thing. This is, I think, in a very positive way, shows you when you take action, you get results. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Jared is calling from Maryland. He's on line four. Hi, Jared. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I mean, it's not a surprise to me. I was telling, you know, talking to my son is a senior now in Maryland, Carroll County.
In high school?
Yeah, and he came home one day when he was a freshman and said to me that Muslim religion was the coolest religion in the world. And it just kind of blew me away.
Yeah.
I said, well, why in the world do you think that? And he said they've been learning about it all week, you know, the practices,
right,
beliefs and whatnot. And you can't, I mean, they're trying to take God out of the Pledge of Allegiance. You can't even speak, you know.
Yeah, and let me tell you what you have, Jared, and what your son's experienced. So this is basically a stealth jihad. So this is indoctrination in the guise of we're going to talk about world religions. The teacher's not talking about the fact that Muslim jihadists threw overboard today 12 Christian travelers on a boat. They threw them overboard, killed them. That they don't talk about. They don't talk about 154 students in Kenya that were killed, bullet to the head, because they would not recite the Islamic prayer. But instead, they write some kind of ridiculous writing assignment that says, and I'm reading right from the folks, this is the teacher's assignment. I mean, I've got it right here. She says, hope your vacation is going well. This is the question that I will give in class tomorrow. Pretend you are Muslim, male or female, in the United States. Give three examples of what you do daily for your religion and any struggles you face. So we're telling the school district, you want to talk about, you know, world religions, fine. But don't indoctrinate. And here's where you come in. We have over 28,000 signatures on this letter that's going out today. I want you to add your name as well. Here's how you do it. Go to aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. So it's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. You're signing your name on a letter. It would be great to have representation from all 50 states. You're signing this letter with us and telling the school district, knock it off, no indoctrination. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 is the number. Again, 877-989-2255. I urge you to do it. I'm also taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. By the way, this is the same school district that defined conservatives. This is the, again, this is how they define conservatives. The political belief of preserving traditional moral values by restricting personal freedoms. That is a conservative. That's how they're doing it. That's how they're putting this forward. So that's what we're dealing with. I will also tell you this, that there is now another battle going on right now that is very serious. This is coming out of Iraq as well, and that is the Associated Press has reported, and they came up yesterday pretty significantly, that Iraqi officials conceded on Thursday that fighting had erupted inside a big facility, a complex, that also has a refinery. So this is an oil complex. You knew this was going to happen. In Biji, the Biji refinery in Iraq. And it looks like that that situation now becomes, could become a massive symbolic victory for ISIS. Rocky is calling from Fort Worth, Texas on line one. Rocky, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Well, I've just been reading online that, number one, that there's a possibility that ISIS is funded by the government and that there's a oil pipeline that they're trying to build in Syria.
Well, I don't, they are trying. Look, they're trying. ISIS is trying to get control of the oil, and they want to get control of the oil because if you can control the oil, it's more revenue. They're getting reports of $2 to $4 million pretty much, you know, every couple of weeks and sometimes every day on oil, mostly going through the black market, going out of Turkey. We were just at Oxford University, University of Oxford at Harris Manchester College for our Oxford Center for the Study of Law and Public Policy, and we got into this whole pipeline thing out of Turkey pretty in depth. But the reality is that if they control the Beji refineries, this is huge. General, again, Martin Dempsey yesterday, here's what he said, 16.
I would much rather that Ramadi not fall, but it won't be the end of a campaign. Should it fall, we got to get it back. Beji is a more strategic target, and that's why the focus right now is, in fact, on Beji.
This is coming after the president said ISIS is on the run. We're making all of these advances. Apparently not. Apparently that's not the case. So the State Department says one thing, the Department of Defense something else, and the White House says something differently entirely compared to all of those. So ask yourself this question. If, in fact, the radical jihadist, ISIS, the jihadist army, is now taking over more oil, the BG refinery, and the Department of Defense is basically redefining a loss. What's a loss now? Well, Ramadi's important, but it won't be the end of the campaign. It won't be the end of the world. Well, let me break it to you. If you look at a map, I want you to picture a map in Iraq right now in your mind. You see Iraq, Syria right next door. Just take a swath and run it, say about 40% of the country from Iraq and about 30% of Syria. That's what I want you to see. That is what's being controlled by ISIS right now. So when Jack Dempsey and Martin Dempsey says to you know, hey, it's not like Ramadi's that big of a deal. They haven't declared it part of the caliphate. As I said earlier, that's because they haven't taken it over yet. When they do take it over, let me tell you what's going up. The flag of ISIS will be going over Ramadi. And friends, that will be a devastating loss for freedom and liberty. And more persecution for Christians. Which is, by the way, in the school district in Madison, Christian persecution, the highest it's ever been. We're taking your phone calls at 800-684-3110. Remember, we're here for another 30 minutes. If you're not getting the full hour of the program, you certainly are in SiriusXM. Go over to ACLJ.org, streaming it there. I'll take your calls when we come back at 800-684-3110. Rejoice with us in the win for those families of the heroes at Fort Hood, and now they're getting all of the benefits that they are entitled to, and that was because a lot of you spoke out and our government affairs team went to work. We'll take more of your calls, but folks, let me also urge you, sign that letter, which over 28,000 people already have, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. This letter going to the school district in Wisconsin saying, you know what, stop Islamic indoctrination in the schools, over 30,000 signatures, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. I'll take your calls when we come back.
No student should be indoctrinated into Islam in our public schools. We're taking direct action, sending the school district an urgent legal letter. Public schools are a place for religious freedom, not indoctrination. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org.
amazing performance of our friend Ricky Skaggs, who was in our studios right here and helped us do the acoustic version of the song Where I Stand. You get that, by the way, when you get the book Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore. You get the song, and you can also get the download to Ricky Skaggs' version as well. That's up on our Facebook page. By the way, I've got to say this. The response that we're getting to our letter to the school district in Madison, Wisconsin, over the indoctrination of Islam in the schools is incredible. Folks, we just launched this morning. 30,967 people have signed on to this petition. 30,000, almost 31,000 now. I mean, it really is absolutely incredible. And again, a huge thank you. I'll let you know how you could do that in just a moment. We have a lot of people holding. Let me tell you what's also going on. You've got this is breaking news here from Associated Press, and we are trying to get some additional confirmation, but this is just being reported now. A car bomb has exploded outside the U.S. consulate in the northern Iraqi city of Erbil. That's the capital of the Kurdish zone, which has been very pro-American. There was no immediate word on casualties. A U.S. official said no consulate personnel or guards were killed or injured in the blast. It just took place a little while ago. But again, this is in Erbil. Erbil is in the Kurdish area, and it's the Kurds, the Peshmerga, that have been fighting to help us and to help the Christians. So this attack, I'm sure, originating out of either al-Qaeda in Iraq or ISIS or a combination thereof. We will get you more information on that situation as it develops in the next little bit. But again, we did not want to break it until we had confirmation of it. We do now have that confirmation. We want to take your phone calls at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We got Jason calling from North Carolina. He's an Army vet. Jason, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hi, sir. How you doing?
Good. And by the way, thank you for your service to the country.
Thank you. Comment and then a question,
sure.
I suppose. Back in 2009, I remember being deployed to Afghanistan, and there was this big push that the president was behind to try to reconcile the Taliban, the government, basically make friends
right.
with them. And that was a real hard issue for a pill for us all to swallow as we were fighting the Taliban. And now I just kind of had that resurge in my brain when I heard about Dempsey downplaying what seems to be the downplay of the threat of ISIS, and that seems to be the whole administration's perspective right now, is just to downplay this threat. So I'm wondering if you, one, do you agree with that assessment, and two, if you do, why do you think there is such a push to downplay the threat of ISIS?
I think because ISIS threat is real, it's significant, and I think right now we're losing. I mean, I think we're losing to ISIS. I think we're losing ground in Iraq, we're losing ground in Syria. And listen, this is, I'm going to play what General Dempsey said. You brought it up, Jason, and let me play. This is what he said yesterday.
You know, Ramadi is not, the city itself is, it's not symbolic in any way. It's not been declared, part of the caliphate on one hand or central to the future of Iraq. But we want to get it back. I mean, the issue here is not brick and mortar. It's about defeating ISIL.
By the way, when ISIS took Kobani, John Kerry also downplayed it. So any place we're losing ground, they tend to downplay the significance. The problem is, people in your mind see this map. Every square mile they get is another square mile under this caliphate. And you could draw an ISIS-Hamas connection that will take you from Iraq through Syria into Jordan and right into Israel. That's the reality of what's happening right this very moment. I'm going to take more of your calls at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Don't forget to check out ACLJ.org. We've got a lot of great information up on the website. Like us on Facebook. I've got a page. The ACLJ has a page. Even the J Secular Band has a page. We're on Periscope right now, by the way. I'm talking to our Periscope friends. If you have Twitter, you can download the Periscope app. I encourage you to do it. We're keeping our broadcast going right during the breaks here on Periscope. So talking to our Periscope friends as well. We've got people calling in from watching from California and all over. So that's absolutely important. Folks, sign on to that letter going to that school district right now. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. And follow me on Twitter. You can Twitter your comments as well. Back with more in a moment.
Pretend you are a Muslim. That's an assignment being given to students in at least one public school. But it's more than just an assignment. These kids are being indoctrinated into Islam. They've been forced to watch documentaries and other in-class work to prepare them. All across the country, there are reports of school children being taught to pray Islamic prayers and practice other Islamic rituals. At the same time, though, Christian school children are being harassed about bringing Bibles to school and praying, which are their constitutional rights. No student should be indoctrinated into Islam in our public schools. We're taking direct action, sending the school district an urgent legal letter. Public schools are a place for religious freedom, not indoctrination. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
Yes, everyone. Sean sent this in from Twitter. How about pretend you're a Christian? The world would be on fire. Double standard hypocrisy. You're not kidding. Could you imagine what these groups on the left would do if it was, you know, pretend you're a Christian for the day and the three struggles you have? They wouldn't do that, first of all. But because it's Islam, they get a free pass. I'm taking your calls at 800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. I think Logan just said that we had 100 people with us on Periscope during the break. I think that was a number he said, which is great. If you get Twitter, you can download that Periscope app. Let's go to Avery calling from Wisconsin, which is where this school controversy is coming out of. Avery, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Oh, gee, sec. Well, I'll try to make this quick.
Sure.
I am a Messianic Jew, and I'm 18 when this had happened last year. And what had happened is my teacher tried to make me look at like an atheist or a Muslim's way, let's say, to pretend and a Christian is trying to talk to you. I literally told her no, had the argument, and then never went back to
Let me ask you this, Avery. You spoke to the teacher said, we want you to make, you know, basically the same thing as this school district here in Wisconsin. Pretend you're a Christian, or this one was pretend you're a Muslim, and have a conversation. You told her no. What did she say?
Well, she got upset with me, and she said, well, there was nothing else for her to talk about because I had firmly told her the truth that I will not move or do nothing about changing what I believe in.
This is the great problem, Avery, because I'm glad you stood your ground here, especially as a high school senior, because they'll use the guise of teaching about religion to then indoctrinate. And that's what's going on in this school district is indoctrination. And you saw that and experienced that firsthand. So I want to encourage you for taking a stand. And thank you for also for listening to this broadcast and for speaking out and for holding your ground in school. That's not easy to do when you're a student. And that's one of the reasons why, folks, we are going to work with these students in Wisconsin to protect their rights. And if you want to sign that letter, do it at aclj.org or 877-989-2255. The BG refinery in Iraq, it's Iraq's largest, will be possibly under ISIS control within the next several hours. This will be a major loss in Iraq and will be a major economic funding vehicle for ISIS. And it's interesting when you listen to the comments. This was just from a few days ago. This is Joe Biden. The Vice President of the United States. This is when I don't think they understand or are intentionally misleading us. And what do you think it is, folks? Is it intentionally misleading us or is it they don't understand? We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. Listen to Joe Biden.
We read that ISIL remains in a commanding position inside of Iraq. That Iraq itself is likely to be a thing of the past, doomed to split apart because of sectarian violence. There's just one problem with these critiques. The claims do not reflect the circumstances on the ground.
Well, I'm a lawyer. I deal with evidence. And with all due respect to the office of the Vice President of the United States, listen to General Dempsey, who's saying Ramadi is about to fall. Listen to what John Kerry said when Kobani fell. Listen to what your military operators are saying right now in Iraq, attacked by ISIS, of the largest oil refinery in Iraq in Biji. This is what's going on right now, today. So you could say these statements. The problem is either your military is lying and not telling the truth, or you're not telling the truth, or you just don't have your facts straight. But we know what the facts are, and the facts are not good. This is a very dangerous situation, and I tie it from the macro being what's going on in the Middle East to right now, to the nonsense indoctrination that we're seeing being done by a school district in Wisconsin about Islam. This is the hypocritical double standard that goes on even in the United States of America. I'm taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Tracy is calling from California. Hi, Tracy. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hi, Jay. Hey, thanks for taking my
sure.
call. First, I just totally support your stand.
Thank you.
Encourage everybody to
sign
that petition. But I just wanted to let your listeners know, or parents mostly, that, you know, they can stand their ground. I went through a similar situation 3 years ago with my boys in sixth grade,
right,
asking to, you know, imagine they were actually a Buddhist. And I just said, no, we're not going to go down that path as Christians. And the teacher was actually willing to have that candid and honest discussion and
great,
offered an alternative, or what would I like to see them maybe do as a project. And I was able to, together we came up with an idea of, you know, comparing and contrasting Christianity to Buddhism.
Sure.
So they had an opportunity to present two reports in
right,
class. So, you know, parents can also take a stand, and parents can also have conversations at the school level with the teachers. And if you run into resistance, then take it to the next level. But, you know, don't feel like you can't, don't have a chance.
Well, that's it, Tracy. I'm really glad you called in, because that's exactly correct. And it's one thing to teach about religion, which is what the teachers ended up assigning in your case in Irvine, California, which was this idea that you will teach about various religions, do a comparison religion course. But this teacher sends out an assignment and says in it, and I'm holding it. It says, pretend you are a Muslim. Now, why in the world would you send that out as an assignment, period, under any circumstance? I mean, can you imagine the outcry if you said, pretend you're a Christian, pretend you're a Jew, what would happen? But pretend you're a Muslim? Oh, you don't hear the groups on the left saying anything about that. All of a sudden, when the religion is Islam, it's treated completely differently. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. I will tell you this also, and this is the serious nature of this. What's going on right now in Syria and Iraq to the Christians are unprecedented. Sicily, they've already gave you that report, thrown overboard by jihadists, at least 12 Christians, simply because they were Christians and there was an argument on the boat, so they decided to just throw the Christians overboard. Mike's calling on line 3. Hi, Mike. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hi, Jay. Thank you very much for doing this day in and day out and tying everything together the way you do.
Thanks.
It's kind of off of my question, but I just wanted to say real quick that it would be very good to get the Muslims that are peaceable,
yep,
so to speak, and get them together as a whole and try to get them in their own religion to have a movement or a group,
yes,
together, because it's very strong. My question I called about was the withholding of the funding to going to Congress, and I'd really
right,
like to see Congress have a backbone and get everything straight and withhold the funding, because that's how people listen to you when you reach in their pocket.
Well, you're talking about billions of dollars. I mean billions of dollars going to countries that are funding, literally funding, using that money to persecute Christians. We've outlined that in our movie, Let My People Go. You can watch that movie, by the way, at letmypeoplegomovie.com. I'm going to find out from Will how many people have already watched the movie. Letmypeoplegomovie.com. It's absolutely free, and I encourage you to go there to get the information about the movie. But that's how you find out about what's going on. I'm taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. Let me tell you this situation that I am really concerned about. I'm concerned about all of Iraq, but right now you've got a situation where the BG refinery is the largest oil refinery in Iraq. Security forces there are saying, and this is got to get concerned, folks, that it's about to fall to the hands of ISIS. Losing the BG refinery, Iraq's largest, would be a huge blow and a huge funding source for ISIS, who takes that oil, sells it through Turkey, our NATO ally, Turkey. Ask yourself about that one. Turkey's a NATO ally, yet they're doing the black market funding for ISIS's oil. It's unbelievable when you start thinking of the parallels of what's happening here and how difficult that could be. By the way, 59,387 people have watched our movie, Let My People Go. Tens of thousands more have watched excerpts of it on Facebook. You should like our Facebook pages, folks. ACLJ has one. I have one. Even the J Secular Band has a Facebook page. I'm going to take some more of your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110 when we come back from the break in just a moment. So if you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110. Remember, we're in a matching challenge campaign as well. We've had a great start midway through April here, folks. We're doing great. Your support of the ACLJ makes a huge difference. ACLJ.org. To donate, and any amount you donate, we're getting a matching gift for ACLJ.org. And you can sign that petition, that letter, with us. Go into that school district and to say, stop indoctrinating kids on Islam. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. I urge you to make that call. And if you want to talk to me on air, you can do that. 1-800-684-3110. Our Periscope is going up. In just about 10 seconds, already up. Logan just gave me the word. The Periscope is up. So if you got Twitter, you can just download that Periscope app. I'll be talking to you during the break right now. So you want to do that at Periscope. Back with your calls at 800-684-3110 in just a moment.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the J. Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. Pretend you are a Muslim. That's an assignment being given to students in at least one public school. But it's more than just an assignment. These kids are being indoctrinated into Islam. They've been forced to watch documentaries and other in-class work to prepare them. All across the country, there are reports of school children being taught to pray Islamic prayers and practice other Islamic rituals. At the same time, though, Christian school children are being harassed about bringing Bibles to school and praying, which are their constitutional rights. No student should be indoctrinated into Islam in our public schools. We're taking direct action, sending the school district an urgent legal letter. Public schools are a place for religious freedom, not indoctrination.
Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast. 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Good win out of the Department of Defense. Finally, those, I keep calling them military men and women that were killed on the battlefield. The battlefield happened to be in Fort Hood, Texas. They got their Purple Hearts last week. This week, they're getting all of their benefits, too. And there was a concern last week that they weren't getting their benefits. And we talked about it, and our friends at Fox News, I know Gretchen Carlson did a lot on it as well. And the end result is they're getting their benefits. That's good news. We've got the situation. We're talking about the Middle East. But what is happening right now with the school district in Wisconsin, folks, where they're indoctrinating these kids in Islam? Pretend you're a Muslim is the assignment. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Buren's calling from California. Again, if you want to talk to us on air, it's 1-800-684-3110. Buren,
hello,
go ahead.
Jay.
Yes, sir.
Hi. I was a substitute teacher in the Los Angeles area for about 8 years. And during that time, the lesson plan was frequently covering Islamic issues, whether it was handouts or bookwork or videos. And often the information was false and attributed the accomplishments of Christians to Muslims, such as in one case they said that Muslims started the first hospitals in the United States and a lot of other just blatant lies.
Well, I tell you, now this, Buren, I will tell you, there was a situation in California we were involved in about 4 years ago where they had the same kind of thing that's going on as Wisconsin, where you've got basically, like you're saying, exactly what happened. It's false information, and it's not talking about world religions or comparative religions. It is, and this is what's really critical, it is indoctrination. And we don't allow indoctrination in the United States of America like this. So we're taking direct action, and by the way, so are you, because over 33,000 of you have signed on to our, let me give you that number again, 33,037. In about 3.5-4 hours, have signed this letter going to this school district. You can add your name, too, at aclj.org or 877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. Also, let me encourage you, if you want to talk to us on air, you could do that, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Jody's calling from North Carolina on line 4. Hi, Jody.
Hi there, and I appreciate the program. And my question is, if a student would want to pretend he's a Muslim, could he pretend that he was a Muslim kid, a Muslim kid that was a terrorist? And also, could he kill Christians while he's pretending that he's a Muslim?
Well, I mean, let me read you the assignment. So and folks, this is what you need to, this is what we're going to actually read you the assignment here. I've got the email, I'm holding it. This is from the teacher. And by the way, I'm taking your calls at 800-684-3110. This is what the teacher wrote to the student. Hope your vacation is going well. This is the question that I will give in class tomorrow. 5-paragraph essay. Pretend you are, one, Muslim, male or female, in the United States. 2, give 3 examples of what you do daily for your religion and any struggles you face. So, to the answer to your question, Jody, could the student pretend and say, hey, you know, I think I'm a, you know, I need to take under Sharia and I need to do a jihad? Well, I guess under this teacher's theory you could. And this is the difference. You know, they don't want to point out what's being done in the name of Islam right now. Andrea Tantaros from Fox News had a great statement on this. This is how she would have responded. I love this line. Listen to what she said, number 9.
If I were the student, I would have crossed off a Muslim woman living in the United States and put a Muslim woman living under Sharia law. Right. And I would have done my essay on what it would be like if I violated my religion.
Yep.
I would need 3 witnesses if I was raped. If I drove, they would burn me or cut off my nose. I would write down all the things that happen to women if they try and violate Sharia law.
Yep.
That would have been my essay. And you know what? If I would have failed it, who cares?
Well, there you go. I think Andrea Tantaros has it exactly correct. Here's the problem, folks. It's one thing. Listen, world religion, sure, we need to know all about the various faith groups around the world because some of them are our enemies. Some aren't. Some are. So you need to know about these various groups. But this idea that you put yourself in their place and you take on this kind of personal jihad, I mean, basically. But why would we be shocked when this is from a school district that just a few weeks back has a vocabulary crossword puzzle, and it's, you know, you got up and down. So down is, one of the words is down, the political belief of preserving traditional moral values by restricting personal freedoms. That is a conservative. That's what it says. That's a conservative. A liberal is the political belief of equality and personal freedom for everyone. So were we somehow shocked that this is what's happened? Are we shocked that this is the reality of the world we live in? Are we shocked that this is what a school district is indoctrinating? No, you know what happened here? The school district got caught. The school district got caught because the teacher put it in writing and parents objected, which that's why, folks, I'm telling you, the most important government office oftentimes is the school board. And that's where this letter is going to be going, to the principal and to the school board. But the fact of the matter is, we have to be aware of this. If you think it's just happening in Wisconsin, you're kidding yourself. But I want to take it a step further. You can't ignore the world events while this is happening. So while they're trying this, you know, quasi-indoctrination in Wisconsin, understand what's going on in the world right now. Italian officials pick up a boat where Muslim jihadists threw overboard Christians. That's today. We know right now, today, that there are two major battles going on in Iraq. We know that the Christian community has been decimated in Iraq. We heard that from Canon Andrew White. But right now, Ramadi is about to fall. And Martin Dempsey, who's, you know, well-decorated military expert, and I understand that, his answer that it's not that big of a deal is because right now it's not declared as part of the caliphate. Now, how about the fact we're even having this conversation? That we're determining that something's not a big deal because Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi has said it's not part of his caliphate. So we say, whew, it's not part of the caliphate, so if it falls, no big deal. When if you understand how it works, they declare a caliphate which is global in scope. When that ISIS flag goes up over Ramadi, I promise you, friends, it will be part of the caliphate. And then what is General Martin Dempsey going to say? The same thing that John Kerry said. Let me play a little bit of this for you. This is about when Kobani fell. Remember this?
As horrific as it is to watch in real time what's happening in Kobani, it's also important to remember. You have to step back and understand the strategic objective.
Well, I would have thought the strategic objective may have been don't lose Kobani. Don't lose the BG oil refinery. Don't lose Erbil. Don't lose Ramadi. That's the world we're going into this very weekend. Pray for those that are being persecuted. Pray for our men and women serving in the military right now, really in harm's way. Pray that the president gets wisdom. I mean, it's critical right now, folks. And for the school district, let's send them a little weekend gift here to say about 50,000 of you. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. You can sign on to our letter going to the school district that's indoctrinating Islam, saying, you know what? You don't get to do that in the United States of America. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Our book, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore, available in bookstores everywhere. Rise of ISIS. A Threat We Can't Ignore. Encourage you to get that. And follow us on Twitter. Get Periscope, folks. We're doing that during every break. And also Facebook. Like my page, like the ACLJ's page, and like the J Secular Band's page. You're hearing that right now.
No student should be indoctrinated into Islam in our public schools. We're taking direct action, sending the school district an urgent legal letter. Public schools are a place for religious freedom, not indoctrination. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org.